Here is the commentary for the Chapter 15 assignment on stock options. And it's actually a fairly simple assignment. It's a bonus assignment, an optional extra credit assignment. You don't have to do it. It won't count against you. But it will count for you, and it's pretty easy. Look at the bottom of the handout, the assignment handout notes page. And you'll see that at Yahoo, or anywhere you want to go, folks, you're going to take a look at the options chain, that's what it's called, the pricing for the options, for May 2012. And the reason we want to use May is because it's real close to being expiring. But you actually don't have to use May. You could use July or June or August or September. It's up to you. But the May ones, because they're going to expire very soon, the third week in May, which happens to be graduation day at Southwestern, are going to move the quickest. And what we want you to do is take a look at two different stocks. Now, I chose Procter & Gamble and Google. And why did I do that? Because of the big difference between the two. Procter & Gamble is a 130-year-old company that's, you know, 40 years old, I guess now, 140 years old, and it's a consumer staples, so it's very staid, whereas Google is a high-tech, you know, the world changing at warp speed type of company. So we should see that the Procter & Gamble options are going to move much less than the Google, but you don't know. And of course, by the time you read this, the price may be far away from the prices I have here on the handout. I chose the Procter & Gamble strike price of $67.50 because I think Procter & Gamble was selling for $66.60 when I wrote this. And then I chose the strike price of Google of $645 because Google was selling, I think, for $643, whatever. If those prices are far away from where they are right now, you might want to choose the strike price closest to the current price. So you're going to record the strike price, the premium, the call option premium, it's called, it's the price of the premium, for the strike price of $67.50 for Procter & Gamble and $645 for Google. You could do the call or the put. It's up to you. The call is the one most people do. And then wait a week. And if you want to check it every day, go ahead and see how much you lost or gained every day. But wait a week. And then record the prices again. So if you had purchased a single contract, now remember, each contract is for 100 shares. So you got to multiply that price of whatever it is, $3, $13, 30 cents, whatever it is. You have to multiply that by 100. How much would you have gained or how much would you have lost? Now, remember, you have to pay commissions, too. So let's say 10 bucks a trade, two trades to buy the call option, two trades to sell the two call options, you know, two call, one for Procter & Gamble, one for Google. So subtract $40 for commissions. Now, after you've done that, I want to ask you a question. Would you consider trading options? And you can ignore my little, don't do it, you'll be sorry, I mean it, stay away. Think, would you want to play this little game? Okay, that's the assignment, and it's pretty easy, as I said, but hopefully it will be a meaningful assignment for you. And above all else, have fun. See ya!